William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Change, a novel by Kirsten Miller. Performed by January Lavoie. For Erica Waldrop, my lifelong friend and inspiration, who was always the baddest witch around. Gone to Seed. No one had seen the woman who lived at 256 Woodland Drive since early November. Now it was late April, and the house looked abandoned. A modern masterpiece, set back from the road and surrounded by gardens, it had once been the neighborhood's biggest attraction. Real estate brokers ferrying clients contemplating a move to the suburbs had gone out of their way to drive past it. Now the gardens had grown wild, and a gutter dangled from the roof. The children across the street speculated that the owner, like so many unfortunate old ladies before her, had probably been eaten by cats. Their mother assured them that couldn't have happened, as she cast a worried look at the family pet. The owner's name was Harriet Osborne, and though she wasn't new to the neighborhood, few people on Woodland Drive could claim to know her. For over a decade, she and her husband had left for work early each morning, and if they returned, it was late at night. The two would vanish completely for days at a time, but while they were gone, the house rarely seemed empty. Twice a week, at 9 on the dot, a small army of cleaners and gardeners descended on the property. The curtains on the tall street-facing windows were yanked open, and the house's interior was revealed to all. Cars passing by often slowed or pulled over. The house developed a significant social media following after influencers christened it a monument to good taste. When the Osbornes were profiled in the country's most prestigious shelter magazine, newsstand sales spiked in the vicinity of Mattock, New York. The couple had no children or dogs that would have forced them to engage with the community, and no desire to mingle with their neighbors at any of the coastal town's seafood-themed festivals. So the residents of Mattock made do with what little they could glean from the article. Chase Osborne was the chief creative officer at a Manhattan advertising agency best known for a long-running campaign that featured a family of talking pigs. Harriet Osborne ran a rival company's new business department. They both appeared to be well-preserved specimens in their mid to late 40s. Chase had a tattoo on his neck and wore his blue suit without socks. Harriet's chunky black glasses framed intelligent eyes, and her matte red lipstick drew attention to a subtle smirk. When the attractive pair weren't off traveling the world, they split their time between their house in Mattock and an equally stunning penthouse in Williamsburg. The Osbornes, the author of the article More Than Implied, were leading the kind of life readers should have been living. Then, at some point in September, the cleaners and gardeners failed to arrive for work at the Osborne house. They were no-shows the next day as well. Once the neighbors began comparing notes, it became clear that Chase Osborne hadn't been home in a month. Not long after, on the night before Halloween, a blonde woman was spotted walking up Woodland Drive in a rain-drenched velvet skirt with no coat to cover it, her feet barefoot, and a pair of 3-inch acne pumps in her hands. It wasn't until she pulled out a set of keys and unlocked the front door that the witnesses realized it was Harriet Osborne. After that, the interior of 256 Woodland remained hidden from view, and so did Harriet. She wasn't dead yet. Passersby often spotted a shadowy figure in the garden at night. When the sun was shining, she received regular visitors. The UPS man arrived every day but Sunday and deposited a mound of boxes outside her door. They would wait there for hours until no one was watching, and then somehow disappear all at once. On Tuesdays and Fridays, a young man from the grocery store would show up like clockwork at 6:15 p.m., his arms loaded with paper bags. The door would open, and he would step over the threshold, only to emerge precise.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?